Erait Samuel loquare Domine qui audiit servus tuus. Nomine Patris et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. So you may notice that we're not doing the readings of the previous Sunday today. We're doing the Mass asking for vocations, ecclesiastical vocations today. It's good that you're here. He said earlier that you might not be able to make it, but our Lord brought you, he woke you up, he roused you and said you must come. Well, today in the ordinary form of the Mass, today we celebrate the feast day of St. John Chrysostomo, San Giovanni Chrysostomo. And you make sure you tell Mr. Chrysostomo that today is his feast day and he needs to get his backside to Mass, right? Okay, good. So today, because of that feast day, St. John Chrysostom is one of the great doctors of the Church. In fact, the greatest of the doctors of the Eastern Church, known for his great preaching, which is why he's called the Golden-Tongued One. John is a name which means gift of God. And so John, being this gift of God, is a gift of God in beautiful speech. Not because he was so loquacious or because he was given to such great skill using his tongue, which he was given. But it was more about the one which he spoke so well. You see, in the world, it is very easy to be able to speak beautiful things, to speak high-minded things, to be able to raise people's spirits. But what does it matter if you raise a person's spirit to something which ultimately ends in destruction? We have many of those voices, and those ones aren't the golden-tongued ones. Those ones aren't truly the gift of God, for the only gift which they can bring is themselves, which is imperfection and leads ultimately to destruction. And so today, having St. John Chrysostom placed before us, a man who spoke always about the things of God, speaking not about himself and seeking that he himself would decrease, was not afraid of the fact that the evil Eudoxia, the great queen of Constantinople, the empress, hated him. Because he would not allow her to live in her riches, would not allow her to continue on in her sins, because he would constantly preach against her because she was resisting God. And as St. John Chrysostom, reading the scriptures, knows that the sins of those who are in authority, the sins of those who are kings and queens, destroy the souls of those who are beneath them. And so he preached against her very heavily, and so she three times tried to have him killed. Unsuccessfully, though she was able to exile him, each time the people brought him back. And so, brothers and sister, today we ask that we would have real men, those who would rise up within the Church to be real golden-tongued ones, not to preach themselves or to preach things that make people feel good or allow them to get through the day in order to end up in some destruction. But that they would preach the truth convincingly, lovingly, and from the very heart, not of themselves, but of Christ. Because he is the source of every grace and spiritual blessing. St. John Chrysostom said this. He beautifully put it. St. John Chrysostom said, it is impossible to lead without the aid of prayer and a virtuous life. He said, when you perceive that God is chastening when God is bringing you punishment, restricting you. He says, when you perceive that God is chastening you in this way, fly not to his enemies, but fly rather to his friends, the martyrs, the saints, those who are pleasing to him and who have great power in God. Because when we live lives of virtue, when that virtue is bolstered by a life of real prayer, and when that prayer is aided by the example of the holy saints and martyrs, then, brothers and sisters, we can have that true power which God gives, not ours, but living within us, and making our words, just like St. John, his gift, a golden gift of the tongue, not of himself, but of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.